理课堂听 class.com。
Part 3.
3. Exercises.
1. Studying in London.
A man is narrating his experience in London. Listen and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
When I was in college, I spent a semester studying in London. Even though we speak the same language, English people and Americans are very different.I guess I felt that Americans have a bad reputation. Some people think we're loud and that we speak our minds too much. So I tried to listen a bit more and not be so assertive, if that makes sense. I wanted to make a good impression. I shouldn't have worried about it, but I did. I loved the lifestyle there. Going out for afternoon tea was fun, and I really loved the old buildings.We don't have anything that old in the United States, so it was pretty amazing. The British also have a different sense of humor. I really like it. Their comedy shows on TV are really funny. I'd have to say my experience was a positive one overall. In fact, I'm saving up money so I can go back there again.
Questions. 1. When did the man go to London?
2. How long did the man live there?
3. Why did the man try to change himself?
4. The man mentions that he enjoyed several things during his stay in London. Which of the following is not one of those things?
2. Staying in a foreign city. A woman is telling us about her stay in a foreign city.Listen and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. I lived in Madrid for a whole year, and I have to be honest and say that at first I wasn't very happy. You see, I was homesick. I missed my family, and I just wanted to go home. Part of the problem was my Spanish. I couldn't communicate very well. But I love to eat.And that's what really saved me. You see, once I discovered tapas... Oh, let me explain. These delicious appetizers you eat. So, I made some Spanish friends, and we'd go out to tapas bars. So, I got to eat a lot of delicious food, and, of course, my Spanish improved dramatically as well. But there was one thing that was difficult to adjust to...And that was that dinner was always served at a late hour. I wasn't used to eating at 11 at night.
Questions. 1. Where did the woman go?
2. How long did the woman live there?
3. Which of the following partially explains why the woman was so homesick at first?
4. What did the woman particularly like?
5.According to the woman, which was the thing that was difficult to adjust to?
3. I came over to the U.S. A young woman is telling about her first months in the United States. Listen and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. I came over to the U.S. from the Middle East. My family opened a restaurant here. At first, I found it difficult.Everything seems so different. Just using a payphone, for example, or going to a doctor was different. I was pretty overwhelmed. And I guess because I wasn't feeling comfortable, I tended to make friends only with people from my country. I felt like I was living in a bubble, separated from the Americans. But once I started feeling more confident about my English, I started meeting Americans.I found them very friendly and open, and it turned out to be very easy to make friends. But there was one thing about Americans that bothered me at first. I found it hard to get used to the way they talk so much about themselves. It took me a long time to understand that you were supposed to talk about yourself, too, because that is how people get to know one another. It's still hard for me to talk a lot about myself, but I'm getting better at it.
Questions. 1. Where did the woman come from?
2. What did her family do in the United States?
3. How did she like living in the United States at first?
4. When did her feelings change about living in the United States?
5. Which one of the following things bothered the woman as she just arrived in the United States?
Part 4. Listening and Translation. 3. Exercises. 1. Sentence Translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. It was supposed to be a short meeting, but it lasted 3 hours. We were all exhausted when we stepped out of the conference room.
2. The weather forecast says it's going to be very wet tomorrow. I'm afraid we'll have to change our plans for the meeting.
3. A woman in her late 30s was found taking items from the local market. She was caught on camera as she was putting the items in her pocket.
4. Pollution exposure at home and work is often greater than outdoors. Indoor air pollutant levels are around 35% greater than outside levels and can pose serious health problems.
5. An exhibition of some 117 Cézanne paintings opened on Friday, showing off the works of the man deemed the father of modern art, a bridge between the Impressionist and Cubist movements.
2. Passage Translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. The number of participating countries and international organizations to the Shanghai World Expo in 2010 has reached 174, overtaking the previous record held by Germany's Hanover, an official in charge of the event said at the press conference this morning. The figure has surpassed estimations made by the mayor of Shanghai, who said in August the number of participants would reach 170 by the end of this year. He estimated the figure would reach 200 by the end of 2008.
2. Increasingly, cities are suffering the problems of both poverty and pollution. The World Health Organization estimates, in worldwide area, more than 1 in every 3 urban dwellers, nearly 1.1 billion people, have to breathe unhealthy air, and at least 250 million urban dwellers cannot get safe drinking water. By 2012, most children in third world towns will be born to the extremely poor families, and as a result, more than 100 million homeless children will struggle to survive on the streets.
Unit 3, Part 1, Crime and Punishment.
2. Exercises. 1. Listen to someone talking about prison and then answer the following questions. About 7 out of 10 people released from prison end up in prison again sooner or later. A lot of people think this simply indicates that once a person becomes a criminal, he will probably remain a criminal. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. On the contrary, it could equally suggest that being in prison actually makes people more likely to commit crimes. After all, prisons are full of criminals, and this means that someone going to prison for the first time is going to meet a lot more criminals than he's met before. So, he'll probably learn a lot about crime during his stay there. The fact that so many people get re-arrested also suggests that prisons aren't doing enough to train people for jobs they can do when they get out. If they were given this training, ex-prisoners wouldn't need to turn to crime again to make a living. 2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage.
Part 2. Statements.
2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer which is closest in meaning to each statement you hear. 1. After considering and interviewing a dozen or so of candidates, finally I've selected Mr. Stock to assume the position of company secretary.
2. In the office, Tom likes people to let him have his own way, never allowing himself to be ordered about by someone else.
3. As I lived far away from the school and thought of buying a second-hand car, I'd have bought Sam's car if I'd known he was selling it.
4. I'm not sure whether the whole class is going on the trip to Cambridge over the weekend. Not everyone has paid the transportation fee.
5. John lives quite near here, and he told me that he would come early. I don't understand why John hasn't arrived yet.
6. The plane was due at 7:15, but it was delayed 2.5 hours because of the bad weather in this area.
7. With the final exams being only 2 weeks away, Emily should have studied instead of going to the party on Saturday night.
8. After the tennis match, Brown went to the locker room to take a shower, and White, who lives nearby, went home.
9. My father has always supported what I'm going to do. I have no idea why he objected so strongly to this plan of mine.
10. I am considering buying my own car and driving to work, but I don't get a study manual for my driver's test. I will have someone pick one up for me.
11. I heard that Peter was not in class today. What I want to know is if he's still coming to my party tonight.
12. His topic was very interesting, and that's why the attendance was great at first. But he spoke so badly that everyone got up and left in the middle of his speech.
13. Our plane has been circling for a long time. I'm told that the airport was closed for a while, and the things still aren't back to normal.
14. Although we arrived early, the line was so long that there were no seats left when we finally got to the head of it.
15. Only serious efforts will be amply rewarded. Just regretting past failures will not help us to prepare for future examinations.
16. The supermarket down the street is selling everything half price because they are going out of business. It is an ideal time to stock up on coffee.
17. If we had not had a flat tire, we would have arrived on time at 2:30 instead of at 3:30.
18. I can never tell if it's Lisa or Gail on the phone. Their voices are so similar. But that's about the only thing they have in common for sisters.
19. Those are great sneakers. I never could have bought them if the shoe store wasn't having a big sale.
20. I'm not sure whether John has registered for biochemistry next semester, but as far as I know, he hasn't taken all the prerequisites yet.
Part 3. 2. Exercises. 1. The victim of a crime. Listen to the following conversation and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear. Andrew, I know you've been the victim of a crime.
Well, actually, I was robbed several times. The worst time was when my apartment was burglarized. I got home and saw the lock on my door had been broken and the apartment was ransacked.
What was taken?
They took my camera, my stereo, my paperwork. I lost irreplaceable personal items.
Were you scared?
No, I was angry. And I felt helpless, because I knew I could never find out what really happened. And I knew I'd never get my stuff back. It's like a feeling of violation when you know that someone has broken into your private space and taken your things. I called the police so that I could have a record of what was stolen for tax purposes. But they never caught the thief.
And that wasn't the first time you were robbed?
No, I've had things taken by pickpockets. Once someone took my wallet on the subway, and there was a letter from my girlfriend in it that I like to carry around with me. Not really important, I suppose, but it had symbolic value, and when something like that happens, you lose a part of your past. That time I felt angry at myself, because they always tell you not to put your wallet in your back pocket.
Questions. 1. What was Andrew's worst experience of a crime?
2. Andrew mentioned several things that had been stolen in that case. Which of the following is not one of these things?
3. How did Andrew feel after what had happened to him?
4. Why did Andrew report the theft to the police?
5. Which of the following statements is true about his having had things taken by pickpockets?
2. How to stay safe in this city.
Listen to the following passage about how to prevent crimes, and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
Yes. So we in the police force have to handle a lot of problems which could easily be avoided by taking a minimum of care and using a bit of common sense. The kind of things I'm talking about are muggings, assaults, robberies, and in some cases, rape. Now I know you're all young and you want to enjoy yourselves. That's okay. I don't want to spoil your fun. So I've tried to tell you how to avoid putting yourselves and your property at risk. For all the girls here, if you're in the bar or disco, then make very sure that your handbag or purse is where you can keep an eye on it, not on the floor or on another chair. If you want to dance, ask a friend to take care of it or take it with you. For the gentlemen, don't walk around with your wallet stuck in the back pocket of your trousers. It's easy meat for a pickpocket, believe me. If you're driving, park in a public car park, or at least in a well-lit area if it's at night. Thieves love to find a car in a quiet, dark road. As you are all foreigners here, don't carry a lot of cash with you. And the same goes for passports, identity cards, and other important documents. For your own personal security, it's always better to go home by bus or taxi if it's late. If you have to walk home late at night, go with some friends. If you're alone, stick to well-lit areas. Should you see a group of people looking for trouble, cross over the road, and if you really think someone is going to bother you, bang on the door of the nearest house and ask for help. Oh, another word of warning. Don't hitch lifts. It's asking for trouble. If a car stops to ask for information, just keep well clear of the door so you can see what the people want. This isn't a dangerous town if you're sensible. To close, I just want to say that in this country, it is illegal to carry a knife, spray, or anything that can be used as a weapon, even if it's for self-defense.
Questions. 1. Who do you think is giving this talk?
2. What is his talk mainly about?
3. What kind of people is he talking to?
4. When you go home late at night, which of the following things are you advised not to do?
5. Which of the following statements is true, according to the talk?
6. Which of the following types of crime is not cautioned against in the talk?
3. You left an informal report. Listen to the following dialogue and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
You left an informal report with Sergeant Dawkins. There's just a couple of things I'd like to check on. Could you describe the girl to me in a bit more detail, please?
Yes. She was darkish. I should think she was between 25 and 30 roundabout, and she had shortish hair. I think she had a fringe, but untidy.
Did you notice the clothing at all?
She had a white collar, open-neck shirt, I think, or blouse, or what looked like a velvet jacket, but I can't remember the color. I think it was a green or a brown, but it was some dark color.
Okay. Well, let's go to the man now that you saw. If you could just describe him to me, because there wasn't much on the report that you left with the sergeant.
Yes. Well, I noticed he was wearing a funny kind of woolen jacket.
A bulky sort of jacket, was it? Thick knit, or...
Well, yes. Not really very bulky. It looked as if it was knitted, and it had a sort of woolen collar. And I think he was wearing an open-neck shirt, too. He was younger than her. I should think he was in his early 20s.
And she looked older?
She looked a bit older to me, and he had his hair brushed back.
Yes. Anything about the shirt that you noticed? Was it just a plain white shirt, or was it any other sort?
I think it was striped, but I can't be perfectly sure. But I do remember his hair was sort of wavy and brushed back and shortish.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Thanks very much. If you leave your phone number with the desk sergeant, maybe we'll contact you in the near future.
Questions. 1. What are the two speakers doing?
2. Who does the woman speaker describe?
3. What's the age of the woman being described?
4. What's the age of the man being described?
5. What's in common in the clothing of these two people being described?
Part 4. Listening and translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. I hope I can meet you sometime next week to discuss the further details of the contract. Would Monday morning suit you?
2. The fair to be held next month is focused on consumer electronics and digital entertainment. It is intended for the professionals and representatives of small and medium-sized businesses.
3. Computers can be designed for many specialized purposes. They can be used to prepare payrolls, guide airplane flights, direct traffic, even play chess.
4. The entertainment profession, or show business, attracts many young people. Unfortunately, only very few can hope to become famous and prosperous.
5. Statistics show the U.S. continues to be Scotland's top export destination, with an estimated £2.1 billion of exports in 2006. An increase of £5 million since 2005. 2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. When I worked for a boss and a regular paycheck, my wife had to push me out of bed in the mornings. I hated the alarm clock. I hated the sunrise. After I quit and started working for myself, everything changed. It didn't take long. The first morning I jumped out of bed, set myself up, and started going. Now the great part, I was doing exactly the same job. The difference was I was doing it for myself. Everything I made belonged to me.
2. I would like to note that the wooden construction exhibition was successful for us. We have found a new line of activity for our company. A vast majority of visitors at our stand were very interested in the new energy-efficient heating system that reduces energy consumption by 40 to 50%. On the whole, our company is very satisfied with how the exhibition was organized. We are planning to participate in the exhibition next year and the year after next.
Bye.